450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here on the live Friday night edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Allie.
And, you know, Ian's in the studio, but, you know, he's having all kinds of problems with the website or something like that. And, frankly, Allie, it's nicer without him. So, today, big 420.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you go to Concord? There's
yes.
some kind of celebration going on there.
Yes, in Concord this afternoon there was a rally in front of the State House. So a bunch of people from Keene went. I saw people, porcupines from all over New Hampshire, and then just some, I guess, Concord natives.
Oh, I thought you would say naked, because that would be a lot better.
No one was naked this time.
All right, so. Are you stoned?
No, not right now.
Not right now.
It's worn off.
I see. So it was like the big contact buzz giant cloud of smoke. Couldn't really. How many people were there?
I would say maybe 100 or a little over 100, maybe.
On the lawn of the State House in New Hampshire?
Yep.
And police presence?
There was one lady cop that sort of walked around, and she addressed someone in the crowd, and then she went away. It didn't seem like it was a big deal, and that's all that happened.
She told them to pull their pants up, what?
Yeah, something like that.
Gosh. It's hard to imagine that there's this 420 rally on the lawn of the State House in New Hampshire with 100 people coming to it, and that the police just let it happen.
Right. They're totally aware of it.
How could they not?
It's just that's not...
I mean, they're getting told about it. The activists are telling them, hey, 420 rally on the lawn of the State House.
Right. And it doesn't mean that they're not going to continue to arrest people for...
Yes, it does not mean that.
...for having a plant in their pocket, but...
They'll come after you on their terms.
Right. They want to come after you on their terms, and when there's not a big group of people around who happen to be in big support of people living free and, using their bodies as their own property.
Now, I know that the one that's in the University of Denver, University of Colorado, Denver, or something like that, that 420 rally, which is epic, it makes the 100 people on the House State House lawn look minuscule.
Right.
Frankly, it takes a much bigger pair and, much more metallic pair in order to stand on the State House lawn and have your 420 than, you know, some university out west. But they have actually restricted people from coming on to the university. Have you heard about this?
I have heard about this, but I'm unclear as to the reason why they decided to start implementing these rules about...
Fun police?
It wasn't that they didn't want it to disturb classes or something?
Something like that is the claim, yes. I mean, at this point, all the classes have been disturbed for all the other 420s, and now we're going to start being serious about classes. When did college students start getting serious about college, about classes? I mean, when did that happen?
I've never seen that.
None of the classes.
Like, certain students, perhaps, but not on a large scale. Just this overall concern for one's grades in college, it doesn't seem to be a big deal. I mean, maybe around finals or something, but...
Start getting more concerned.
Yeah.
I think that what it is, they didn't want to be known for this. I mean, no school wants to be the party school, and they didn't want to be known for it, so they're stopping people who were not university students from coming onto the university that day. And I wonder if something like that's going to happen at the State House at some point. Not that they're going to restrict people, just that they're going to go out and do mass arrests. They can get together enough cops to do enough arrests to get 200 people and just sweep them up. That's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, I just think that would be bad for PR. I don't think that it makes them... I think they realize that does not look good for the police department when they just start mass arresting people for protesting. Although it hasn't stopped them in the past from doing it. I wonder why they sometimes do that and sometimes they're more apprehensive.
Well, why not? They would take it on their own terms. That's what they're doing. They're making the arrests on their own terms, and it makes perfectly good sense from a strategic standpoint.
I guess it's true because they do announce with the Occupy protesters who... a lot of them were arrested. They would announce when they were planning on having like an evacuation, and then so people who stayed along were well aware of the risk, so they don't usually just spring it on them. But I'm sure there's examples where they have. So
I think they probably spring it on this particular rally. But I'm excited. I'm glad that people are going out there and doing this protest. It's not my thing, but I think it's awesome. I think it's awesome that you went out and that's, thanks for going.
Do you think that any of the people in the State House could care less if there's a protest going outside, or do you think that that affects them?
I think that, okay, so it's the New Hampshire state house, which makes it different than the other 49 state houses. New Hampshire has the third largest legislative body in the English-speaking world. It is truly a legislative body of the people. So I think that you're probably convincing those. They're not politicians as much as they are, your next-door neighbors. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really what they are.
They're not career politicians. These are people that have other jobs.
Mostly they're people that are retired. But they have had other jobs, and they're getting paid $200 a year or whatever it is. It's some minuscule amount. So, Ian, you coming back?
Hey. No, I'm just listening to you, yes.
All right, okay.
I'm trying to get caught up. We've got serious problems with the website right now, so.
Okay, well, you can come and go as you please. I'll run the show. But they're not career politicians, and I think that they're more flexible than career politicians. Politicians tend to be very, very in bed with law enforcement and the unions and things like that, and it's not quite that way. So, yeah, I think that it matters for the state house. I don't think it matters as much for the Senate. There are only 25 of them, but you still got some friends as far as the senators go.
Does it really matter, though, who makes up the legislative body so much? I mean, doesn't the power corrupt no matter who's in there, who you throw in there?
Power does corrupt, but there's not very much power in the state house.
Okay.
Think about it for a second. As 400 people, it's about the size of a town meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Your vote isn't that powerful. There's not people coming to you and saying, hey, how about a trip to Bimini for your vote?
But that doesn't mean that people don't, get corrupted, because look at the, or that it doesn't attract the corrupt still. Look at the lady who got the beauty laws passed in this state.
Sure.
She owned the beauty school. I mean, it's just per classic example of government corruption.
But this wasn't the first state to have a beauty, whatever cosmetology rules that there were.
Right, but the point is, despite the 400-member legislature, she still was able to pass something that was obviously going to benefit her like that.
Clearly. I'm not going to say that the people will not be corrupted. I'm only saying that there's less so. The more power you have, the more corrupt you will become. The less power you have, the less corrupt you will become. So.
For sure. I think that's true. And I think that's one of the reasons why New Hampshire has one of the smaller, probably if not the smallest state government. I'm not sure if it's the smallest, but it's certainly one of the smaller.
I've heard that there are fewer state employees per capita in New Hampshire than there are in other states.
I think that's the most relevant number as far as the per capita. Yeah, that's definitely true.
Couldn't say, but still the governor is a giant feminine hygiene product that you might use on a Sovereign's Eve. But and he's not going to, as long as he's in there, he's not going to be, approving any marijuana legislation. Even the slightest amount of decrim.
It's too bad, because he's lame duck, right?
Yeah, he's out of there.
What's he got to lose?
Loves himself some police officer unions, basically.
It's sick.
I don't know who's going to go in next. I have no idea. I'm not going to even speculate whether it's going to be Republicans or Democrats. It seems like, I don't know. It seems like it would be a Republican year in national politics. National politics has a great deal of sway on state politics, but the Republican candidates stink so much when you look besides Ron Paul, but it doesn't look like he's going to get the nod. I mean, maybe he will. I hope he does, but...
How dare you say that about Ron Paul? Apparently some of the Paul bots are very upset at people who are speaking out that they think that maybe Ron Paul's not going to get elected.
Well, I mean, clearly he doesn't have... He hasn't won it decisively a single state.
Right.
I hope he does, but I'm... When you have that level of denial, you're really setting yourself up for upset.
Absolutely. Plenty of people are going to burn out as soon as this election's over.
I mean, I went to court today. I had no expectation from a logical standpoint of winning, and I felt a great deal of upset and burnout just from going there and losing a case and feeling like... It seemed obvious to me what it was. I was disenchanted because I felt like, in school, the judicial branch was supposed to be unbiased and they were supposed to stand above the fray and pass down what they consider to be just rulings. I didn't see that.
How would they
do
that?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Can you tell us more about your court case today?
Sure.
In moments here at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites. and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line here tonight. It's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Actually, no, you can't. I'm sorry. The site is completely borked. We lost a hard drive earlier today and have been having problems ever since. So
what
I apologize.
Was it yesterday? What was the excuse yesterday?
We switched IP addresses, so like when it rains, it pours, you know?
I see.
You can't predict when a hard drive is going to go on you.
I see. So this is something, some of our equipment or some...
No, this is a server. There's a server in a rack somewhere and wherever.
We rent it.
And, right. And
from some company.
Right, which, you know, normally it runs and everything's cool, but the hard drive crashed, so they put a new hard drive in, and now there's some issues.
How come sites like, oh, I don't know, Facebook and Yahoo don't have this kind of problem?
They probably pay for all kinds of redundancy.
I see. How much more would it cost to have another server?
Really, I don't know. I don't know these things. I need to figure that stuff out.
Yeah, you do. Bitcoins, you can believe Bitcoins aren't going to crash.
No way. They're totally distributed.
World's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With Bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service to abide by. Anyone can download the free Bitcoin software and be using them in just a few minutes. With Bitcoins, you can send and receive money without fees anywhere in the world. You don't need the permission of any bank or government entity. To learn how, visit weusecoins.org. It's weusecoins.org. And now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your Bitcoins with cash, visit BitInstant.com. It's easy and it's fast. I've done it. BitInstant.com.
So, Allie and I were at the 420 celebration in Concord, as I think you guys briefly discussed at the beginning of the show. But, Mark, you had a court case this morning for a parking ticket in our little Keene.
Yes.
How'd that go?
Well, you know, I mean, the parking tickets here are $5. And the way I see it, they have this unsustainable system for handing out parking tickets. It's contrary to 1,000 years of jurisprudence. How in the world can they cite you for something that they can't prove you did? I mean, a parking attendant comes around, sees a car parked in a parking space. Makes perfectly good sense, right? You park cars in the wrong cars in the wrong parking space. You cite the car and send it on, and off you go.
Well, you agreed to a social contract.
Right, whatever you agreed to. I don't know how you agreed to the social contract.
You moved to the area.
Oh,
and parked your car.
You they don't have parking
you,
tickets.
You parked your car on the criminal gang's territory.
Right.
And they don't like that.
They must. They must
you don't
not.
Pay them.
They must not like it because they clearly are driving business to places where they don't have metered parking. I mean,
I'd rather go out to eat if I don't have to pay for parking.
There's been instances where I was going to go out to eat at some place and I didn't have change for the meter, so I just went someplace else.
But I guess there's really no way to know if they would have, charge for parking if it was some private company doing the spaces, but it seems kind of unlikely because when I go to any grocery store, I never pay for parking.
It's true. In most places in the United States, that's true. There are certainly in the big city metros, you pay for parking in private entities, you know, some place to park. And that's where parking's in higher demand. But only the government can mess up parking as badly as they do.
For sure.
But the problem is that under English common law, you're supposed to be charged with something that you've done, and they're supposed to come up with evidence to prove that you did it. I didn't park that car. I'm telling you right now, I got on the stand and I testified to it. So the only evidence in the case is I didn't park that car. I didn't park that car. Well, they've written a law that says that I am not allowed to allow, permit, or suffer. I love how they write these things, as if anybody talks this way.
Legalese.
Suffer anyone to park my car that way. Well, I didn't allow, permit, or anyone, or suffer anyone to park in that parking space. I didn't say park there. I didn't suggest. They didn't ask me, hey, is it okay if I park there? They didn't say they were going to park there, and I didn't allow it and still allowed it. I had nothing. I mean, nothing. I had no idea that car was going to be parked there.
Someone had borrowed the car.
Used the car.
Right. And they parked there.
And they parked there. And so how in the world did I allow, permit, or suffer anything? So, I mean, these are positive.
I guess you allowed them to borrow the car.
But that's not the point. The point isn't that if a car is yours and somebody parks it someplace, that doesn't mean where. You see, these are not helping verbs. These are action verbs. And they need to prove that I made an action.
Apparently they don't.
I asked the meter lady.
Apparently they don't have to prove
that. Parking control lady, do you have any evidence that I allowed, permitted, or suffered anyone to park there? She said it was there. And, you know, I can't tell you how many times the judge told me that I wasn't allowed to ask a question.
Wow.
I mean, it must have been, I don't want to exaggerate, 20 times?
Wow.
20 questions they shot down? Irrelevant, 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 just over and over again. I mean, I'm like, look, I'm trying to point out that this is an unjust system. We're not worried about justice here, just the law.
That's right.
I mean, this court, this judge, literally... I said, are you telling me that justice has no place in this courtroom and you're only concerned with the law? And he skipped over it, but, I mean, he didn't deny that that was what was going on.
Yeah.
Then the prosecutor said that I needed to prove that I did not allow, suffer, or permit anyone to borrow my car.
That's not how it's supposed to be.
Right. Right. This isn't the crap that you were taught in school. And it, for $5, I was able to get the most amazing education. And then I could impart it to other people.
And you did have JJ there, I believe, recording the entire
thing. Yeah, it's recording. And, you know, I mean, I can't say that the video is probably 20 minutes of best spent in your life or anything.
Was it only
like
about
that.
20 minutes?
I couldn't ask any questions, Ian.
Wow.
I mean, once he shut
down. They really
down,
shut you down. Like, when I was in Concord, I had no problem asking a bunch of questions.
Well, absolutely. They're not the... See, this is the point that I'd like to make to you, Ian. This courtroom is borked, and it's borked because
oh, they
of
know
the
who you are, yeah.
It's borked because of the Free Staters?
It is. I mean, this prosecutor...
How do you prove that?
You
can't. Prove it?
You cannot prove it.
It's
exactly.
Paranoia.
Only
He's
speculation.
Paranoid.
So how are you going to claim it's guilty if you can't even... isn't the
I don't have
Free
to.
Staters...
Isn't it possible the prosecutor is better? I mean, the brother's just a better prosecutor. He knows to object more often. I mean, I have, I've been surprised that
I'm telling you,
hold on a second.
Didn't even object. The judge was objecting.
Oh, the judge was doing it for him.
You know,
wow.
Can he even do that? I thought the judge wasn't supposed to do that.
He can't drive justice out of his courtroom either.
Well, the funny thing is,
make it so that you can't talk about the Constitution.
For long-time listeners of the program, your judge today was not Judge Burke. It was the fill-in guy, Lane.
Judge Burke and I at least have an understanding. I've never met Lane.
Lane has always been seemed like more a laid-back guy. Maybe you caught him on a bad day.
Well, he I'll tell you what, screwed up big time in a case just before mine. He ruled on a case before the defense rested. It was hilarious. The attorney's like, well, that's it. You lose.
Incredible.
The drunk lady goes free.
Yeah. So what are you going to do about it?
Celebrate the martinis.
So you had your rights trampled in a parking ticket trial. What are you going to do about it?
What am I supposed to do about it?
You could appeal.
For $160 for a $5 ticket?
Yeah, so I guess they're just going to keep victimizing people, right?
I guess I have one of two choices. I can duck and run like most folks do.
Yep.
You know, attempt to pay the meter as often as... And I do attempt to pay the meter. And, you know, when I get a ticket, put the $5 in the little box, and, you know, because this costs money. This is the second day at court, because I had to go for an arraignment type thing. And
sure, you could be working.
I could be working. Now, I was able to do some work on my phone, but I would prefer to have done other sorts of work.
Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Maybe more court experiences
well,
in
I'll
moments.
Tell you what the other choice is.
855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI.
Today, businesses, banks, healthcare providers, landlords, utilities, and educational institutions are plagued by a burgeoning rate of customers who have failed to pay their bills. You may believe this debt affects only those industries and businesses. However, when people don't pay their bills, all customers pay the penalties, which are manifest through increased prices everywhere. So if you have or know of any businesses that require assistance with collections, tell them to call SACL CAI for a no-cost, no-obligation proposal. SACL CAI, they reposition companies to zero in on principal operations and regain their financial foundation. See their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page.
Well, you can't, actually, because freetalklive.com is totally down and has been down since probably about 11 o'clock this morning after a hard drive crashed. We got the hard drive back online, but the root password had changed for some reason, so we have to force change
the root password.
The root password, no.
Admin?
It's not going to be done. We had to force change the root password, and so that's happening right now. And then while... during all of this, the stream goes down. Now, just to be clear, the Free Talk Live high bandwidth stream is hosted on a different server entirely than our regular website. So, what are the odds that both servers would crash on the same day? That's what happened.
I'm stunned.
The LRN.FM server is still up. The high-end server, the web server, is down. So you can still listen at high.lrn.fm in any media player. You can open that URL. But right now, besides that and...
H. H-I-G-H.
Yeah, H-I-G-H. And besides that, and our Ustream, excuse me, our live stream channel, those are the only ways that we're getting out via the internet right now. So our radio listeners are really able to listen to something that a lot of people online right now are not being able to access. So, way to go, old media. Keeping the old media links going.
I'll tell you, that's one thing that radio really has on the rest of audio out there, audio delivery methods. Because just think how many button clicks there are between you and listening to whatever it is you want to listen to on a computer or device. I mean,
if you're listening on the radio, you mean, or just in general?
No, on the radio, it's turn the knob, click, you're listening to what you want to listen to. It's instantaneous, or as close as you can get to instantaneous.
Right.
Whereas just to answer my telephone when it rings, it takes three or four swipes for me just to get through the mishmash of things that are going on.
It'll get better, Mark. One day you'll learn.
Right. Well, I'm doing everything right. I mean, there may be a better interface, whereas all I have to do is, move my eye and say hello or something like that. But today, this is how things going. The little computer gizmo read my mind. It'll be meshed in, plugged in.
They are coming out with those Google glasses. I don't know if you saw that headline, but they look pretty cool.
I'm excited.
Yeah, you're going to have a heads-up display, effectively. So let's get back to your court case.
Do you see people wearing the little earpiece thing and that never take it off?
I do see that, yeah.
Don't you think that's a little weird?
I don't like it when I think someone's talking to me and then I realize they're talking on their phone. I just can't tell. And then I respond to them, and then I realize, oh, this is uncomfortable.
Yes, I've been forced into an uncomfortable situation by somebody who's doing something weird. Yeah. And I think that people still wonder about folks that are talking to themselves in cars. I mean, they shouldn't at this point, but I just find it a weird fashion accessory. Look, when you're done on the phone, take that thing off your ear.
By the way, the Genesis Communications Network is also still online, so you can listen through their streams as well. The board
awesome.
Points out, and he's correct about that, at gcnlive.com. That's one other way that you can get tuned in here tonight if you are looking for us online. 855-450-FREE. So maybe you want to call in and talk about your experience going to court. You're certainly welcome to do so. But, Mark, you've been sharing with us your observations about today's railroading in the local King District Court.
I mean, I don't know how else to call this. I repeated over and over to them. They didn't prove that I parked a vehicle. No one. There was no evidence introduced.
But they don't have to by their own statutes.
Indeed,
or whatever.
But their ordinance says that I needed to allow, permit, or suffer.
You allowed someone to drive your car, and so therefore you apparently are responsible for them parking.
It doesn't say that I allow, permit, or suffer someone to drive my car, and that I then become responsible for where they park. That's not what their little.
Well, that's your interpretation.
Right. That's what it comes down to. They like, yeah, well, this is what we meant. Mm-hmm. But this, the letter of the law counts when it affects you.
So much
There's
for being
all
able to...
All kinds of times that the executive branch enforces laws in ways that they were never intended to.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the wiretapping law. How many cops have gone to jail for using the wiretapping law for putting somebody in jail for video recording them with a handheld camera? That's not wiretapping. Why haven't any cops gone to jail? I'll tell you why. Because there's a collusion between the judiciary and the executive. The crap that you were told in school...
Checks and balances.
...is a lie.
Checks and
balances.
Lie.
Lie.
Lie. Wait a minute. The government school would lie to me about the government?
I don't know why they don't just tell you this. You'll do what you're told. When you're told to do it, you'll shut up and you'll like it. Why
that is
not
what
just tell people that?
Do. I mean, that is what people do, what they're told.
I mean, why do they suggest the judiciary is somehow there for justice? I mean, the judge told me that he wasn't.
This is one of the reasons why I love what Mark Stevens writes. Whether or not his tactics will work in a courtroom are another question.
Well, I think they work in every courtroom but the ones in Keene.
I don't know if that's true. Even Mark Stevens will tell you that if you use his tactics, it could get you thrown in a jail
could.
Cell.
Rare.
But what he points out is that the judicial system is nothing more than window dressing for what you're saying. It's something to give people something to believe in. It's a distraction. It has this aura of legitimacy, and it's very important to them. It's one of the reasons why they don't want you in there with video cameras in most places. You're fortunate, Mark. You're here in New Hampshire, where at least you can get a video camera in to record this nonsense. At least you've got a record of this, and it's going to go up at some point over at freekeen.com.
So other people can see it. Sure.
I imagine he will, or he can get it to me, and I'll take care of it. But we're going to get it online for people to see. But you have that. Most people even have that option all around the country.
We just got we heard from the Bartholomew brothers who were holding up a taxes equals theft sign. They went to trial on that. They weren't allowed to have a camera in there. The guys down in Orlando who've been handing out stuff and being arrested for it outside the courthouse, they're not allowed to have cameras in there. So things are bad here, no doubt. No doubt. But they're worse in other places. And so hopefully we can change something about it, because that's the ultimate question, is what can you really do about this?
What do I do about it is the question you asked me before we went to the break, and I think we have to pay that tease. First off, I can either duck and run like everybody else does. Pay the fines. When you get the $5 parking ticket, put the $5 in the envelope and slide it in the little box. Yeah. They make it as easy as they could possibly make it here in Keene, New Hampshire. And, you know, it's not hard at all to pay them their little fines. They make it very, very easy. And for $5, frankly, it isn't worth going to court twice, once for an arraignment, once for trial, and then sitting there, I mean, in several hours invested, plus whatever time I put into filing motions and dealing with
them
on the
telephone. That's what they want you to think.
I'm just making the point.
It's true. It's not
worth it.
But this has to be a long, you know, long-term goal.
Or the other possibility is you take a car out and you park in one of those parking spaces without paying the meter every single day, and you inundate them with...
Well, hopefully it would be more than one person. I mean, ideally, it would be multiple people.
Why would it need to
be
more than one person?
Supposedly, because numbers matter.
You get a fair trial every single time,
right? Because numbers matter. Remember, we had a group of people go, gosh, several months ago. Allie, were you one of them? Or I know it was some of the ladies in Keene were involved. Cecilia, perhaps, from your radio show, ladiesinkeene.com. But there were like three or four people, maybe even five, who went through the police department, all with parking tickets, all at the same time here in Keene.
I wasn't involved with that, but I heard about it.
Yeah, and they all asked for their, you know, supposed right to a trial for this parking ticket. None of them have heard. It's been months now, and no one has heard anything about a trial date. Now, as I understand it, there's some rule that says if you don't get a, you know, if they don't prosecute within 90 days, the ticket has to be dropped. And that's true with apparently with speeding tickets or with parking tickets or whatever. This is just what I've heard. No legal scholar, and I'm only talking about New Hampshire. Certainly not anywhere else. But the point being that they haven't heard anything, and it's been months. You think if they were going to schedule a trial date, it would have happened within a month or so.
I think they came after me because I wrote a blog post a few years ago saying you don't have to pay parking tickets because they have this messed up system that's completely impossible to enforce. But I could choose to wage a one man war on these folks by just not paying, you know, just keep on taking parking ticket after parking ticket after parking ticket to trial. You know, I could become a day trader and trade some stuff, you know, trade some bitcoins online and make some money while I'm sitting there.
All right, toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us here on the air. Bring up whatever's on your mind, 1-855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closures. Any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
We
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. Tonight here with you, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark. Allie here, courtesy of her radio program, Ladies in Keene. You can go to Ladies in Keene, that's K-E-E-N-E, to hear them. It's a once-a-week program done on Sunday mornings, and then a podcast out via your website, ladiesinkeene.com. All right, so 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mark, were you really surprised today by the fact that you got railroaded in court? I mean, you had gone to court in a different town for a speeding ticket, and you lost there, and you got railroaded here. I mean, you know, you take stuff to court, you are going to lose, typically.
Not every time. I mean, you know, certainly
99% of the time, I mean, it seems like.
I don't know the statistics that you bear that you have are accurate, but I understand where you're coming from, and I tend to.
How many wins have you had? In court.
I am not indicative of. For one,
just asking.
I'm not trying to necessarily win. I'm going there proving points.
No doubt about it. Just asking. How many wins? So-called.
Zero.
I've had one.
I've had cases dropped, but not no wins that I can think of.
Okay, case dropped. That's kind of a win. Now, of course, we're using win with quotes around it because anytime you go to court, you've already lost. Anytime a bureaucrat calls you or sends you a letter, you've already lost your time.
How about being able to pay my fine with community service hours emceeing at an anarchist event? You're telling me that's not some kind of win.
Wait, when was this?
For Porkfest, that's how I paid my community. I paid my ticket.
Was this for a speeding ticket?
For the speeding ticket, I paid with community service hours. Those community service hours were done for a not-for-profit at Porkfest.
So wait, you gave them cash today?
$5.
Why didn't you make the offer to pay it with the community service
hour? I was too surly with them.
Oh, you were angry, huh? They got to you.
Well, they got to you.
I raised my voice. I'm not going to say I got angry. But, the judge said,
you know,
essentially said that there would be no justice here today, only the law.
So here's what's funny about all this, is Mark tells me beforehand, I don't want you and your clowns there, as far as, like, bringing other activists in to watch his trial. Guess it didn't really help you very much not to have people there to support you, huh?
Who knows how it would have gone, but I think you guys...
How could it have gone worse?
I think major damage has already been wrought. The earth is
salted. Your fault, Ian, that Mark lost today.
I think people were disappointed.
I'm not blaming Ian for it. I do think, however, that the that there is a bias in the, you know, would you disagree that there's a certain level of bias in the...
Anytime you rattle the status quo, they're going to bring to bear against you. I mean, that's just how it is.
You know,
yes, of course there's a bias. Look at the way they write their reports. Look at Ademo's report from copblock.org where Judge Burke, this guy that lied to the cops to have
on film, I mean,
right,
you know.
Ademo Freeman lied to him on film to have him wrongfully arrested.
He seems like a very nice guy to me, but I do not like what happened in that video.
I like Judge Burke outside the courtroom. He's always friendly in person, but, you know, when he's the court, then he's got his power thing going on. And, you know, just look at his report where he refers to free Keeners or free staters. I mean, they have a group mentality. The cop that ticketed me the other day, that gave me the no trespass order on the side of the road, he asked me, why did you make fun of me for smoking a cigar on the Keene Police fan page on Facebook? And I said, what do you mean? I didn't make fun of you. I don't even know what you're referring to. I don't know what you're talking about. And he was talking about someone had posted, I guess, some sort of jab at him for smoking a cigar on the Keene Police fan page, which anyone can post on. And he said, why did you?
Sure.
But it wasn't me. And you know it wasn't me. You didn't see my name on there and the list of people that commented. So...
And this just goes to show
the collectivism.
This proves that you know, the Free Keene, my post on Free Keene basically said, you don't have to pay these tickets. And I think that to some extent that is a problem too for them. I think that, you know, if it wasn't you guys, it was certainly, you know, me writing a blog post,
yeah,
early on in Free Keene trying to do you a little favor of, you know, getting your blog.
It was a good post.
And you know, getting your blog out there and that kind of thing. And, you know, I think that this is it. And the only choice is either pay them their stuff and go about my life and try to keep my head down as far as I can, or just get as many tickets as possible and keep on going and keep on going. But I feel like my day was wasted.
I feel like at some point it's okay just to say, hey, I'm just going to take the plea deal, because your time's valuable and it's not always worth, you know, all the stress that comes with going to court. I would never blame someone for taking a plea.
I would never either.
When you're dealing with my son's four, when you're dealing with a preschooler and you're trying to teach them things, what you don't teach them is after two or three times begging you that you're going to do something, that you do it. Because
right.
That only teaches them that persistence works.
Yep.
And
generally it does.
I think that that's what one teaches the judicial system when one gives up and takes a plea. That is all they have to do is be tyrannical and persistent, and they'll get what they want.
Right, and all people have to do is do what's in their immediate best interest, and in the long run, they'll keep getting screwed.
And right, and that's what it's all about. What's in my best interest is to pay them their little $5 every time I make a mistake, and to feed money into their meter and whatever.
But if you look at it from a wider perspective, from the perspective of, what's it going to take to change this? Because ideally, that's what we want, right? I mean, does anybody want to keep getting parking tickets and speeding tickets? Do people really want that service? Because ideally, we want to change that. And if you keep going along to get along, it's never going to change. But if enough people refuse to obey in the same place, if you do it across the country spread out, not going to make a difference. But if you do it all in one place, then you overload the system, and they have to drop charges. They have to change how they go about doing things, because their system relies on your obedience. And as long as you continue to do what's convenient, then you're never going to be more free. You always have to involve risk, in my opinion, to make significant change. And I mean, when, you know, even if you're going to the state house to lobby some people, there's always risk involved, because they could decide they don't like you, that you're doing, you know, you're really effective at what you're doing in the state house, and all of a sudden they might find some violations with your business that you
Department
own downtown.
Revenue, some
I think civil disobedience is great, but does it always require civil disobedience to get certain things privatized? Like, doesn't the government sometimes go into... Like, they're so inefficient that they just have to turn over some sort of service that they provide to some private entity?
It happens sometimes.
Or do they, I mean, has there been an instance where civil disobedience led them to say, all right, we're just going to privatize this?
I don't know if you can draw a direct parallel, but you can certainly look in the past at civil disobedience having a significant effect on how things are shaped on into the future. You know, look at Gandhi with the salt in India, and Martin Luther King, and Rosa Parks, and folks like that. I mean, seriously, civil disobedience is a valid tactic, and it's one that can work. But I'm not even talking about civil disobedience as much as I am non-cooperation and just refusing to go along with it. I mean, I think there's some real similarities between the two, but civil disobedience seems more of a premeditated action that it is intended to draw attention to an issue. Whereas if you get a parking ticket, unless you did premeditate the idea of going and getting the parking ticket, it's not really civil disobedience. So, Mark, if you were to go out and make a big production of getting multiple parking tickets, that would be a civil disobedience campaign. But today it was a non-cooperation, episode, because you decided to not go along with just paying the fine and essentially taking a plea deal. Because that's whenever you pay your parking ticket, you're taking a plea deal.
Yeah.
But if you're going out of your way and allowing yourself to be inconvenienced just to sort of, I'm not even going to say spitefully, but just to sort of make your point, or, you know, just for the idea of not just rolling over for them, then it seems sort of self-sacrificial.
I don't like the term sacrifice. I feel like the term sacrifice is that you're giving up some sort of value for nothing in return.
Well, you're giving up your time.
I consider it an investment, personally, in the idea of liberty, because I feel like down the line, if enough people do this, then we'll have our return. We'll have our return on the investment, and that is that they'll leave people alone. They'll start dropping charges. They'll ignore enforcing certain laws. You'll get your return on investment if enough people put in. But if one person's just the only person putting in your town, then they're just going to roll right over top of you.
Well, if you're the only, if you're waging a one-man war against their parking system, I'd be interested in how they're going to go about doing it. Because even if I dedicated my time to doing this, and I'm certainly not promising to do that, but if I dedicated my time to doing that and getting myself 5 tickets every week and then bringing each one of those tickets to trial, they would have to do, I guess, if they're following the same pattern and they don't come up with some new system,
you'd have to.
They spent $500.
They're
going to
combine the trials. If you do that, if you do too many of them at a time, they're going to combine the trials, which is why
separate instances.
Nope. We're going to combine them. They'll just show the evidence for each one of them, and the judge will make a ruling at the end. Guilty.
$5. $500 getting that $5 out of me.
Absolutely. All I'm saying is,
and they wouldn't even let me ask what the parking meter, how many tickets she would have given out.
Really?
None of this stuff. I couldn't make my point about how their parking system is unjust.
You might have an appeal, Mark. I mean, because remember,
I want to pay $160 for the appeal for the $5 parking ticket.
And go through filing all the paperwork and all that, right?
Can't wait for that. Give me some more.
855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Plus, the State House 420, I don't think you guys got too deep into that. We could talk a little more about that. But also, there's news out there as well, including Guantanamo Bay, something pretty important. Let's get to that coming up in hour number 2 at 855-453. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.